USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump under fire from Democrats and some establishment Republicans for not committing to a peaceful transition of power if he was to lose November's election. During a White House briefing yesterday, the president said we should see what happens, appearing to bring up his frustration again over mail-in ballots, suggesting they would be a fraudulent disaster. The president also raising eyebrows by suggesting that it would be up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, indicating he could overrule the FDA. But Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar assured on NBC's Today show,
politics will play no role whatsoever in the approval of a vaccine.
First-time jobless claims were up by a relatively slight 4,000 last week from the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too hard, too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Protests, some of them turning violent, held in several cities overnight since Kentucky's Attorney General announced yesterday that none of the three Louisville police officers who fired their guns during a deadly no-knock warrant drug raid will be charged with Breonna Taylor's death. One officer is facing endangerment charges after bullets he fired entered a neighboring apartment during that raid in March. At a protest in Chicago last night,
a message is sent again in America. The black and brown lives mean nothing.
Two officers shot in Louisville there during a protest are expected to survive. Weekly jobless claims up for the first time in more than a month, not by much. The Labor Department reporting 870,000 workers filed first-time claims last week, 4,000 more than the previous week's revised total. Biggest increases came in Indiana, Kansas, and Illinois. You can find us online at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hours ahead of his visit, supporters are already lined up to get a glimpse of President Trump as he's due in Jacksonville, Florida, for a speech this evening at Cecil Airport. The appearance not scheduled till 7 Eastern time, but dozens of fans were already there as of 5 a.m., the president hoping to be in Jacksonville last month to have given his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, but that event was canceled because of COVID-19. Four polls of Florida voters coming out yesterday showing just how tight the November election could be as Trump leads in one poll, trails in two, and is tied with Joe Biden in the other. No candy, no chips, and no soda is what shoppers could find when they unload their grocery carts in the city of Berkeley, California soon. It's believed to be the first city in the nation to ban junk food from checkout lines. Proponents of that new ordinance say sugary and salty snacks and other foods are usually placed there purposely so kids will press their parents to buy it as they're checking out. Only items with 5 grams of added sugars or a specific amount of sodium will be allowed when the new rules begin in March. They won't be fully enforced until January of 2022. And Kraft Heinz is unveiling pumpkin spice mac and cheese. It's only going to be available, though, in Canada, and they'll only make 1,000 boxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.